Matty Ritter, fresh off a competition in the World Archery 3D Championships overseas in Slovenia. We had a chance to catch up with Matty before she went, and now that she's back, wanted to have her back on, tell us how it went. Matty, good morning. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
Hey, doing well. Thanks for taking time again with us today for Sports Friday. Well, how was the trip? It sounds like it was a good time. Tell us how things went.
Yeah, it was amazing. It was a really good trip. So I shot pretty well. Individually, overall, I finished 9th in the world. And then I was on the women's team as well, and we finished 3rd. So we got a podium for USA.
That is incredible, Matty. So, all right, so let's just put this in 9th in the world. I mean, how does that, has that registered that you are one of the top 10 best archery shooters around the entire planet Earth? I mean, what does that feel like?
It feels really good. I didn't think I'd be able to make it this far this soon, but yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah, that is very cool. And then 3rd place is a team. Tell us more how that works, the scoring system, if you will, and how they keep score, and is there anything different between the individual and the team, and how that all works?
Okay, so to be able to make the team is, so for USA, there's 3 people in each division. So there's compound, traditional, barebow, and longbow. And so the top score from those divisions of the women is like who's on the team. And then we do eliminations for the team, and we start in the 1/8 round and then go to the quarterfinals. And we won our very first match and then lost our second match, so that put us in the bronze medal match the second day. And then in our bronze medal match, we ended up tying, so we had to do a shoot-off, and we tied again on the shoot-off, so we went to the closest arrow to the center, and my arrow was like dead center, and the girl on the France team was just barely out of the center, so that's how we won.
Wow, so it came down to you then, is what it sounds like.
Yeah, yeah.
Man, I don't know if you've seen the animated Robin Hood from like the 80s or whatever, but it's almost just like that. Split the arrow. That's fantastic, Matty. Matty Ritter from Kemmer High School on the weekday wake up and First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday. What country was that against in the bronze match?
We were shooting against France.
Okay. Do you know how many countries were there that competed in this event?
There was 31 countries that were represented.
Holy cow. So, I mean, to finish 3rd, that's huge. How about individually? When you say that you were 9th place overall, how many individuals did you compete against?
I shot against 24 other women. Not all countries had full teams, so there's not going to be so many.
Very cool. Matty, what was the best moment of this experience for you? What when you came back, what's something that you'll always remember about this experience?
Probably when we won bronze. I think it was really cool. And like when we had to do the shoot-off because we tied, that was really cool.
Yeah. And I'm sure lifelong friends now, right? All these people from the Team USA. And so what's next now? I mean, obviously, this is a huge bucket list and a huge check mark for you. Is there something coming up next now?
Not anytime soon. I'm just going to switch over my bows to my indoor setup and get going with the indoor season.
Where do you compete locally in the indoor season? What does that look like?
I shoot a lot in Utah and Idaho during like November to like February. And then in March, I'll be going to Vegas. And then also in like the February time is when 3D will start up back again. So then I'll start traveling to like the southern states to do that.
Okay. Is there a chance you can go back to the World Archery 3D Championships? Is that something that's potentially again could happen?
Yeah, so they do it every 2 years, so in 2 years I'll be able to try out for the team again and hopefully make it. And I think the next time it's actually going to be in the States, in Yankton, South Dakota.
Okay. Well, Slovenia, yeah. South Dakota, I mean, I guess, right? I guess. What was Slovenia like? What was it like to be in that country?
It was very different. It's really pretty, very it's full of trees and lots of mountains and stuff. It's very different how they do things. Everything's super small compared to here.
Yeah. Did you have a chance to interact with any of the other shooters from other countries? Was that ever an option for you?
Yeah, I did a little bit, like when we were shooting. It's just lots of them didn't really speak English, so it was kind of hard to like talk to them and stuff.
Yeah. Well, that's Maddie Ritter, Kemmer High School senior, again, 9th overall from the 3D World Archery 3D Championships, and Team USA taking home 3rd for the women's. Maddie, you've talked to us about how you got into this previously, just kind of out hunting, right? And then it grew into a competition. What does it take, though? I mean, how much practice do you put in? What does it take to become 9th in the world at this?
Basically just shooting every day and doing a lot of practice judging ranges, because they're like, everything's unknown, so you have to guess how far everything is, and you want to get it down to like 1 or 2 yards off, otherwise you're gonna almost miss.
How far away are you standing from the target when you shoot? How long is that distance?
So in 3D it was between like 6 yards to 50 yards.
Okay. So it just depended. Did it fluctuate often, or was it, I'm thinking of golf, for example, how they have the handicap tees, right? Is it something similar to that, or does it change for everybody?
It changes for everybody. So we shot 24 different targets, and every single one of them was at a different range. And you kind of just like walk a course, like we were on a golf course. So like you kind of just walk in a circle or whatever and shoot all the targets.
It's very cool. Maddie Ritter, Kemmer High School senior, 9th in the world and 3rd for Team USA at the World Archery 3D Championships held recently, earlier this month in Slovenia. Maddie, as always, appreciate your time. Congratulations to you again. What an accomplishment. Anything we missed about this trip to Slovenia or your time competing in archery overall that you'd like to mention today?
I don't think so. I think we covered just about everything.
Awesome. Well, best of luck to you. I'm sure we'll hear more about you as you continue to compete. That's Maddie Ritter, Kemmer High School, and competing to a 9th, a top 10 finish, 9th overall individually, 3rd for Team USA Women in the World Archery 3D Championships. It's all part of First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday on the SVI Radio Network.